I got tired of getting ripped off. And the thing I really hated was I'm not going to be an agent to get my band members ripped off, which is why I ended up hating our former band member, Vince, because he was not... The only reason he got control of the room was because I made the whole thing work. I did the PA. I did the advertising. I did the DJing. I did the lights. And I did the booking and financed most of the shows. Basically, what he did was he talked me into going ahead and risking my money on shows that were national shows that were costing us money. And it got to the point where he wanted to do shows that I knew we would lose money on, and we did lose money on, and we would have to make up by doing whatever we did with a local act, which was a local headliner. Plus, the local bands were suffering in terms of not getting the shows they should have and not getting the money they should have, and that's what Vince wanted. So for another 2 years, he did bookies. Bookie kicked him out. Then Bookie was selling the room, and he was selling it to a man named Ken Casebolt, who called me up and wanted me to run bookies for him and put me on salary. And at the last minute, and that was about, that had to be around 84, I think. Last minute, Bookie reneged on the deal, sold it to somebody else, and that guy tried to, well, opened up the bar again and tried to run it as a gay bar, which I thought was insanely stupid. It was failing as a gay bar. That's why Bookie let us go in there and do something different. If it had worked, it's insane, and nobody goes and changes format. Yeah. And all Bookie cared about was that it made money. Mm-hmm. And he enjoyed what we were doing.